You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
What's up, family? Welcome to Speak. Breaking news in the NBA. News so big that it interjects into the football season. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin fired after 43 games. Now, keep in mind, the Bucks were one of the favorites to win the entire title. And now the team which boasts Giannis, the team which boasts Dame, a team that's won five of their last six games, fired their coach in dramatic fashion. Chaos, I tell you, chaos. I got to bring in NBA analyst Slick Rick Bucher to break this all down for me. Slick, what's the good word, my friend?
Well, the word is not good for Adrian Griffin, obviously. And the word is that winning, we've always thought winning cures everything. That, obviously, is no longer true because the Milwaukee Bucks, as you mentioned, have won five of their last six, 30-13, second in the Eastern Conference, one of the winningest teams in the NBA. But they felt that they were doing that in spite of their head coach. And this goes back to the stepping down of Terry Stotts at the beginning of the year. The feeling was that Adrian, as a first-year coach, was simply too controlling. And in spite of all their winning ways, they did not feel the team was moving in the right direction. Players were not happy. There was not a happy vibe, not the kind of vibe that you would expect for a 30-13 team. And thus, they decided it was time to make a move.
But Slick,
sooner
question,
rather
question,
than
question, question, question. Slick, you're talking to me about vibes right now. Let's talk about winning. They have the second best record, second in the East. You bring in a coach, a first year coach, to have the second best record in the East. It's not disappointing that they're trailing the Celtics, a Celtics team which was perennially atop the NBA. So I hear you that the vibes aren't great, but how in the world do vibes trump excellence? How are vibes trumping where they're seated right now? This is crazy to me.
Yeah, it does sound crazy. And I honestly, Acho, I've never seen this before in the NBA. I've seen coaches fired after 50-win seasons because they didn't go far enough in the postseason. But this is midway and in mid-stride, as you said. They're second in the Eastern Conference, but there just was a – they weren't happy. They were probably the most frustrated, down 30-13 team that we've ever seen in the NBA. So we constantly are seeing new things happening. And the bar being set higher and higher. And let's face it, it is because of that bar. If this wasn't a team with Giannis Antetokounmpo that had just acquired Damian Lillard and expected to be playing for a championship, and as Giannis has said, like, it's not a matter of the record, it's how do we feel about the way that we're playing? Are we moving in the right direction? And they felt that they were not, and the players were not buying in to Griff. And I'm sure that you and Shady and James all can understand this. Players know when coaches are on point or not. And it doesn't matter whether it's you're being successful or not. If they feel like the coach doesn't know the game as well as they do, you're going to have rumblings and issues. And I've been hearing these rumblings since the beginning of the season. I just never expected that it was going to happen in midstream.
Now, Slick, speaking of a coach being on point, one of the biggest names in basketball, really, since the turn of the century, is Doc Rivers. He's a coach that's won an NBA title, but many would say he is underachieved when you look at his body of work. Word on the street is that Doc Rivers is a top candidate to replace Adrian Griffin. Yeah. Does that make sense to you? Because when I look at Doc Rivers, he fell short with the Clippers. When I look at Doc Rivers, Rivers, he fell short with the Sixers. When I look at Doc Rivers, he underachieved with the Celtics, even though they won a title. He was a part of a first big three that I believe should have won more than one title. Fell short, underachieved. Why in the world would Giannis and or Dame even want to coach like Doc Rivers? Make sense of that for me.
Because you're only as good as your options. What other direction are they going to go? They've decided Adrian Griffin was not the answer. So who else could they possibly go to at this point that has the experience? And this is generally how it goes. When you have a player coach, or you have a controlling coach, or you have a brand new coach, and it does not work out, you go the other direction. Let's go get the veteran coach. Let's go get the coach who knows how to talk to the players, who knows how to connect with them. And Doc, for the most part, has demonstrated that he is able to do that. And again, I will go back to the first point. Where else are they going to go? Who else are they going to get? You might hear a Jeff Van Gundy name get thrown out there, but I would guarantee you, I would be surprised, let's put it that way, if they do not go in the direction of a veteran coach. And let's go to the other side. I know it's being said out there that they have not had contact yet. Doc Rivers has always had his next job lined up before he left his last one. Mm. So I would not be the least surprised if this has been in the works for a while.
Slick, I appreciate you. We literally were texting as this news broke. I assume you and I will stay in touch throughout the rest of this news and bring you back if anything else breaks. But thanks so much for taking the time, my friend.
Oh, man, Slick.
Heading to the desk, Shady, James Jones, Joy, Taylor. Crazy news. It's been a wild NFL weekend, but this news really has to trump everything. Joy, what was your reaction when you saw that the Bucks, the two-seeded team, fired their head coach, Adrian Griffin?
Well, I mean, it's surprising because of the position that they're in the conference right now. They're winning. Like, they're playing well. So you wouldn't think that this is something that was even on the board. So the fact that it did happen shows you how bad the energy was in the building. You said vibes, energy, whatever it is, the players have had enough, clearly. That's the only reason that a move like this gets made when you're playing as well as the Bucks are playing. They're in a win-now situation. You've got Giannis, you've got Dame, you've got the roster, you're in the position in the conference to go and compete for a championship, which was obviously why you made the move in the first place. And if things are that toxic, you can't risk it. You just can't. So whether the Doc Rivers hire is the right answer or not, like Slick said, you're only as good as your options right now, and they are midseason. There's you're looking for a veteran coach that you know exactly how they're going to interact with players. The players clearly want Doc in there if this is a conversation that's even being had and his name is out there, because the players clearly wanted Griff out. You saw some rumblings of this even before the season started with Terry Stotts leaving. I mean, he was somebody that worked with Dame for a long time, was in Portland for a long time.
Yeah.
For him to leave
respected
and is there to support a young coach as he's coming along and obviously working with Dame. So it's not surprising that it happened if it's truly that bad, because they're in a win now situation.
2-5, let's talk about Doc Rivers for a second. Obviously, you know Doc Rivers because you are a big Sixers fan, Eagles all-time rushing leader. Doc Rivers, he disappointed with the Sixers. If you are the Milwaukee Bucks, if you're Giannis Antetokounmpo, and obviously you're a part of the reason Adrian Griffin is gone, you're the superstar player, you've been that player before.
Right.
Talk to me about this Doc Rivers potential. Mm.
So when you got this whole thing where, like, the coach gets fired, the players we talk about, what's going on, who we going to get next? My thing is, why Doc Rivers? Because he got a hot name? He's not like that. Be honest. He's not like that. First of all, 24 years he's been in two finals, right? Yeah. You give this dude all the all-stars you need with a nice bench, with the Clippers. What happened? Nothing. Yeah. Right? Seriously, though. Then you look at the Sixers. Joel Embiid, you see what he's doing right now. He's getting crazy busy, giving out crazy buckets. Work. Another MVP. What do you have, 72 something?
70
82, 92? Let me hype it up. Anyway, my thing is, why are we bringing Doc Rivers?
Yeah.
You got Giannis. You got Dame with a solid team. Please don't bring this man in and mess up this roster.
True.
I've seen it before. He had me all hyped up in Philadelphia until we really seen it really happen. This is a coach with a good name.
I don't think it's going to be any roster changes. He's not coming in there doing any roster changes. But one thing we do know that we are going to get with Doc Rivers is Doc Rivers knows how to control a locker room. Right? One thing I know about coaches, if you don't have the locker room, you have nothing. Right? Doc Rivers knows how to motivate players. I'm not saying it turns into wins, right? Because, yes, 24 years, whatever it is, two finals, right? But you've never really heard this stuff that's coming out here coming out of a Doc Rivers locker room.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Like, these dudes, these players are saying that, you know, dude is doing stuff his own way,
right,
and this and that, and he does not have the locker room. So when you go up to the top and you're talking about, hey, man, this coach doing this, doing that, even though we are winning, that carries weight. And he does not have this locker room. So for me, you bring in a guy like Doc Rivers, who I think can kind of rally this locker room.
I will say this, though, Acho. Like, I had a good time and a good relationship with Paul Pierce, yep, right? And we interviewed him with my podcast, whatever. And I said, yo, what's up with Doc, man? Like, you know, I get an elbow. Like, give me the real. What's up with him, right? How is he a good coach like they say? What's so good about it? And he sat there and he thought about it. I'm like, damn, you thinking about this? Yeah. And his final answer was, you know what? He understands the players so well. That's it? That's all you giving me?
Might be all they need.
Because
might be all they
me
need.
Being in the locker room and playing on good teams, right, and no being doubt. That dude on these teams, no doubt. If a coach can't relate to the player, you know what they do? They go out there and they get a ex-player or somebody in the coaching staff that relate to the players, right? Because we need you to coach.
No doubt.
I get it. I don't need no babysitters. I don't need nobody to understand my trauma as a kid. Find somebody for that, right? They got all type of counseling, all type of stuff for that. I need you to coach this team and get us a championship. I don't need all that babysitting. Yeah. Dude's making hundreds of million dollars out here. We don't need none of that. If we need somebody to get a staff to understand the players, you go hire somebody to do that. I need you to coach me to get a championship.
I'm with you.
24 years and 2 chips, and we going to bring him in here?
That's why I truly believe it's strictly just to help that locker room, because we know what his resume say.
No doubt about that. Well, speaking of championships, let's get back to the NFL, because the Bills, they're going to have to wait another year to try to get one. Their season is over. Patrick Mahomes, he put an end to that in Buffalo. Now, Josh Allen, he did what he could. At least he tried. But ultimately, what he could do was fall short. Well, Josh Allen had to speak on it just moments ago.
Here what he said.
And I believe in what we've got going on here and the people that are in charge. I believe in myself, and that'll never change. I just got to continue to keep working hard and bringing the guys that are here along and keep trying to mesh everybody together.
Yeah, I've been there before. He had a long night. A whole bunch of Patrick Mahomes commercials in his head and his dream. Bro, going through it.
He said he got to keep trying to do a lot, but 2-5 is the Bills Super Bowl window. Has it officially closed?
Nah, I keep telling you that. No. Listen, we know how good Peyton Manning is. We all know how great he is, right? We all know how good Drew Brees is. Them boys ain't go to the championship to their ninth year. Josh, what, 6 years?
Six.
And he's still that nice, so he got a lot of time to get it together. I just hope that he has a chance to go against somebody else than Patrick Mahomes. Because I keep saying it's like, this is Patrick Mahomes' era. The same how we watched Brady do his thing and win over and over and over again. They couldn't beat him. Here and there, you might have a guy beat him here and there, but overall, you can't beat Tom Brady. Patrick Mahomes, the same dude. 6 in a row AFC Championship games? Come on, I can't blame it all on Josh. But I do feel you,
Joy. Joy Taylor, do you think that Super Bowl window has closed for the Bills?
Nope, not even a little bit. Mm. I don't know why we have to do this every time someone loses, particularly someone who's in their 20s. He's 27 years old.
It's a young boy, 27?
6 years? What? Sounds crazy. We spent 6 months on this set. I remember, because I was here, talking about how 39-year-old Aaron Rodgers was going to take the New York Football Jets to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
after a year where he threw for 300 yards this many times throughout the entire season.
That's true.
And lost to the Lions, who he always beats.
To get in the playoffs.
And get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm bringing up old stuff because we didn't have any problem talking about how his Super Bowl window was open.
Yeah.
So how is Josh Allen, who has won the division 4 times in a row, always in the playoffs, always in the MVP conversation, didn't he lead the league in touchdown passes and passing yards?
40-something touchdowns?
50.
Counting playoffs.
Yeah, counting playoffs. He getting
Bro, I got 50.
It's a lot. He was really high up there. Again, like he is every single year. Why would the window be closed for Josh Allen, but it's not closed for someone like an Aaron Rodgers? And you know what we're going to do? As soon as he gets that Achilles all the way healed up, not that fake midseason healed up, we're going to talk about it again.
Favorite.
So we're going to talk about it again. And why do we do that? It's not because Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl in 2010. We talk about it because he's Aaron Rodgers and the talent that he has.
Yes.
So no, their window is not closed, not even a little bit. I feel very good about where he is. In 6 seasons, do we want to count the rookie season? Do we even want to count that? We usually give rookies a pass, but let's count it. So they missed the playoffs his rookie season. Then they went to the playoffs. They went to the playoffs, lost a wild card. Then they went to the conference championship game. Then they went to the division round.
And I was around for that. We won that good back then.
We won that.
Yeah. So wait, hold on real quick. So I know you're Aaron Rodgers fan. So
no doubt.
If A-Rod, they asked me, is Josh Allen, is the window closed for Super Bowl? Or was it Super Bowl?
Yeah.
So A-Rod, what year is this for him? Because I know he's old. What is he,
20, 21?
He's a great player.
Yeah.
So 21 years, he's been the 2 championships or 1
Super Bowl?
He's only won 1, but he's only been in 2?
No, he's
only been in 1. Oh, hold up. The great A-Rod only been to one championship once in 2010 and 21 years. And you asked.
Talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Because my thing is, we always say how great he is, right?
Yes,
but
he is great.
We asked if my dog Josh Allen as the window closed. Well, my man's 21 years in the season. They say how every year, if you get A-Rod, you might have a chance to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, you pointing at me. My name's James Jones.
I'm just saying. When you ask that question, though,
you know
if you put in some real content, we being serious here.
Yeah.
If you saying A-Rod had a 21-year career, right? And we always say he has a chance because how good he is. A lot of first seeds and all that, and they still didn't get there. So to say that Josh Allen's window's closing sounds crazy.
If you would have told me year six for Aaron Rodgers is his window closing, I would have told you you're absolutely crazy, Shady, even if he ain't.
So deal then. Right?
Nobody said it's even closed yet.
Nobody did say that yet.
I know. I'm making sure y'all don't say
y'all
that.
Like preemptively. Okay,
yeah.
The question is literally, has the Bills Super Bowl window closed?
You want me to go?
Another question?
No, it's not. Okay. It's not closed, but it's smaller. But it's not closed. And the reason why it's not closed is strictly just what we said about Aaron Rodgers. Even though he's in year 20, he was coming to a Jets football team that was built the right way. And we like they're a quarterback away.
Right.
And we've seen how great Aaron Rodgers was. They might be the favorite. So I'm taking that same approach with Josh. Josh is a great football player, not good. Josh is a great football player. So with Josh Allen under center, they are always going to have a chance. Is it smaller? Absolutely. Because whether we like it or not, you're going to have the Aaron Rodgers coming back. Who knows how that may look? You're going to have the Deshaun Watsons coming back. Who knows how that may look? You're going to have the Joe Burrows coming back. Who knows how that may look? So it is smaller because with that all being said, this team is going to be different. Who knows what Milano going to look like? You're going to lose a lot of free agents. Micah Poirier is not under contract. So this team is going to look different. You're going to lose a lot of players. So it is getting smaller, but when you have a great quarterback in Josh Allen, you always have a chance. So the window is not closed, but it's definitely getting smaller, Acho.
Which sounded great.
What you about to say?
Everything else has sounded amazing.
Oh, here you go.
Well, thank you. First of all, thank you.
No, truly. It sounded amazing. The window's closed.
Oh, it's done.
So Josh Allen plays for 10 more years. He ain't winning nothing.
I don't think he's winning a Super Bowl. Now, obviously, I'm betting a much more stringent bet than you all are because y'all got the field. I'm saying no, and y'all got a chance every single year. But it's closed. Don't let how the season ended make you forget how the season went.
Okay.
The season was atrocious. Going into week 18, the Bills weren't even in the playoffs, family.
Division.
Going into the last week of the season, the Bills weren't in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They were 6-6. They took a step back talent-wise. They took a step back chemistry-wise. They took a step back coaching-wise. Roster-wise, they got older, they got hurt. James Jones already said it, but Matt Milano hurt, how he's going to come back. Tre'Davious White hurt, how he's going to come back. Von Miller made $14 million this year and had five tackles. What's he about to do if he's even on the roster? Micah Hyde, he's going to be a free agent. Jordan Poirier, I think he signed a 1 or 2 year deal last year. Coaching-wise, they don't have an offensive coordinator. Fired theirs, middle of the season. They don't have a defensive coordinator. Fired theirs before the season. And then chemistry-wise, before the season, Stephon Diggs answering questions about him. In the middle of the season, Stephon Diggs' brother said, Josh Allen is nothing without Stephon Diggs. Then postseason, it looks like the talent's deteriorated. So why would I think the window's open? Because Josh Allen is there? He's a really good player. But just because he's there don't mean the window open. It sounds great. It sounds oh so good. Oh, as long as Phillip Rivers was there, the Chargers got a chance. As long as Tony Romo's there, the Cowboys got a chance. But just because a good quarterback there don't mean you're going to win it. So it sounds great to say the window's open because Josh Allen is there.
Yeah.
But if you've only been to one AFC championship game in 6 years, no, I don't think you're about to go to a Super Bowl.
Whose window is open?
I think Lamar's is open.
This is Lamar's first conference championship game.
Yep, I think his is open. I think Pat's is obviously always open. I think Burrow's is always open.
Almost.
I think the Niners is open.
So all them dudes and Josh.
49ers is open.
Dang.
Yep, I think the 49ers is open. That's what I would say is like it's clearly open.
So those four teams are the only teams that have an opportunity to get to a Super Bowl.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying windows open. I mean, you could say the Lions windows open. You could say the Packers windows open. You could say I just don't think the Bills are going to win a Super Bowl.
So if Lamar, real quick, so Lamar don't win this game, right? Do you still think his window's open?
No.
Okay.
But I'm confused, though. So a window closed means that they don't have a chance.
Like,
It's locked the door. Not getting in.
I think,
sorry, you can't rob us today.
He's saying what Josh and Lamar has shown him, not being able to get to that championship game. There's no reason for him to believe that the window is open because they ain't never been there, and this is Lamar's best team, he ain't going to go. Is that what we say?
Yep.
And Josh Allen had a good team.
And he had a home field advantage.
We're talking about individual players here. Right? Like, we're talking about Josh Allen. We're not talking about, like, the Bills organization. We're talking about Josh Allen.
That's a part of it. Now, if Josh goes to the Niners,
Burrow might lose a couple receivers. Everybody's roster turns over. So are we specifically talking about the quarterback? Because, like, to me, the Bills are Josh Allen. That's the reason why we're talking about this.
To me, it's Josh. To me, I'm not separating quarterback from team, because when I think about Josh Allen's windows open, I'm thinking about, the question I think was, are the Bills' window closed?
Yeah. Right. But
so I think it's
so
Josh Allen.
Are the Bills
Allen
a dysfunctional
Bills.
Organization? You don't think that they're capable of hiring a good offensive coordinator and turning this roster over?
Even if they do, what will that mean? That's what I'm saying. I think Joe Brady is a good offensive coordinator. He still couldn't get it done. I think James Cook finally gave them the running game that they need. They still couldn't get it done. I think they finally had a number two because Shakir actually stepped up. Shakir, through the last 12 weeks of the season, had more receiving yards than Diggs. He still couldn't get it done. So if you can't get it done now, go ahead, James Jones. I just don't think they can.
Because you started your takeoff with, we can't forget how the season started.
How it went. Yes, sir.
But I'm saying, like, it went like that because it started bad for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. But these dudes won 7 straight football games and found a way to win the division for the 4th or 5th straight year.
Not about it.
You know? And, yeah, they lost to Patty in the divisional round, and we're saying that forget what they accomplished, too. The 7 wins with a new offensive coordinator, 7 straight, Josh Allen playing at a different level. You know what I mean? A number 2 Shakur, you talking about, young rookie tight end, and they were in that football game, and you just saying, like, the window's closed and forget how this season went. I thought, beyond losing to the playoffs, I thought this was the most impressive run that Josh Allen has had in his career, if you ask me. Back against the wall, I win 7 straight and take this division back over from a Miami 6 straight. Take it from a Miami team who had a 3-game lead on me. And now, since I lost to Patrick Mahomes, the window's just shut.
I got a couple questions. I don't like asking rhetorical questions, so I'll just state it. His back is against the wall because he put it there. Like, if you're watching a track race, don't watch somebody drop the baton, then run and catch him. Be like, yo, they almost caught him. You dropped the baton. That's on you. I also think about the Bills are getting worse. I said before the season, the Bills are taking a step back. They're getting worse. The Bills are an old team. They're an old defense. They don't know exactly what they're doing from a coaching perspective. Sean McDermott, he fired Leslie Frazier because Leslie Frazier couldn't help him beat the Chiefs in 2020. Leslie Frazier, you out of there. Well, guess what, Sean McDermott? You still couldn't beat the Chiefs. Then you fire Ken Dorsey in the middle of the season after Brian Daboll departs to go coach Daniel Jones. And now you have Joe Brady. I just don't know. Again, I'm just looking it out like y'all are saying Josh Allen. But what I'm saying is, if you look at the Bills are going in the wrong direction.
First of all,
that boy rubbing
because like everything you're saying, I kind of agree with you. But then they was the second seed. Everything you talking about, how bad they were, all these dudes is old. They was the second seed. Yep. So that means there's only one other team in the AFC is better than them, right?
Sure. With a lot of injuries.
And everybody injured.
Sure.
I would love to see all them other quarterbacks you keep naming play for the Bills and win with that team they got. No linebackers start the year off that played, right? All the main players you paying from Tre'Davious White, all pro corner, sure. He hurt. Both of the safeties was in and out the whole year. Von Miller, we still looking for him, right? And then you look at what's my man's name? Matt Milano.
Yeah, hurt.
Everybody I'm talking about, they kind of drafted. Mm-hmm. So one thing is, okay, our guys are hurt, and we still get to the second seat. And number 2 is like, yo, as a coach's organization, what you talked about, Joy, they run it well. They're not dysfunctional. So my thing is, they draft well. So, okay, so you out this year, cool. I'm going to draft my next year. It's going to be just as good as you. They do it all the time. They got rid of Tremaine Edmonds. He went to the Bears.
Yep.
They replace him right away. So I hear what you're saying, but when you talk about having an elite quarterback like Josh Allen, you always got a shot. Look at the Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs are different because they got Andy Reid and they got Patrick Mahomes, right? But all them young boys that can't catch the ball and all that, that's part of growing. And I think that with the Bills, they draft well. They're going to get them some players that's just like that, that's just good. They need timing. Yeah. To put them out the playoff picture and all that.
I didn't put them out the playoff picture.
Okay,
let me clarify.
Closing the door for championship.
Super Bowl, yep.
It just sounds wild to me because, for one, who else is beating Patrick Mahomes? He's been in 6 AFC championship games. Acho, who else is beating him? It's when Brady had the crown. Who was beating him? We gotta accept that. Look, homie. You are really great, but he's just way, way better.
Right. But if that's what you're saying, then I don't disagree with you.
Okay.
We've just gotten to a different conclusion. If you're saying nobody's beating Patrick Mahomes, I'm saying I agree. Josh Allen isn't either.
I think here and there they will, though. The same way with Brady. Here and there, you had guys that was just didn't think they was going to win. Like, this dude from the Giants. Eli Manning. He stole a ring from him.
Who?
Russell Wilson at the time, he wasn't Russ, the cooking Russ. He was play defense, be safe. He stole a ring. So you will have guys in the middle here and there still a little bit.
I mean, Tom had a 10-year stretch where he didn't win a Super Bowl.
Cosign. I just believe if Josh were to steal a ring or so, he's had great opportunities.
But why is it, first of all, I don't like steal. Anybody stealing a Super Bowl? Like, they went and won a Super Bowl. You say it all the time. It's really hard to win a Super Bowl. Josh Allen's not going to sneak through and steal a Super Bowl.
Can we say finesse, though?
Sure.
Eli, man, okay. He finessed Tommy. How he do that?
He did it twice. So the first time I could give you
finesse. He threw that joke with his eyes closed?
And a dimer, though.
You do it twice. You won that. I just feel like it sounds very crazy to assume that somebody who is always in the playoffs, who is always winning the division, who is as talented as Josh Allen, who plays for an organization that is not dysfunctional, that no longer has a chance to win a Super Bowl because he can't beat Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. And not only that, it sounds crazy to me because it's only one team that's quarterback is not an elite superstar quarterback that we'll pick to win the Super Bowl, and that's the Niners. Mm-hmm. Any other team, we like, who the quarterback? And that's where we give him a chance. So that's why I can never shut the door, especially with Josh being so young, and he's arguably the second, third best quarterback in the National Football League, and we've seen that with our own two eyes. So it's hard to shut the door when you know you have a franchise quarterback with you for the next 10-plus years.
You being harsh. Can we just say this? Can you say the door is almost like it's cracked, like it's 1 a.m., you're trying to sneak into the crib. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I'm outside. Like, can we say that? Because clothes sound wild, though. This is Josh Allen. Yep. Baby, I'm 2 minutes away. Crack the door.
But if she cracking the door, who you sneaking into?
And this is young. This is like when I was like 18, 17. Oh, the parent, you know what
I was
saying?
Like, if she cracking the door, then who you going to see?
Come through the back, you know what I mean? Through the back door.
It might be going to her house, her parents upstairs.
Yeah.
We're getting way too religious.
It's a cracked door, though.
When we return, Lamar
in the window, though.
Lamar Jackson, he is trying to walk in through the front door for his first Super Bowl appearance. He's made his first AFC Championship game appearance, but can he go the distance? What's on the line for Lamar? That's next on Speak. Don't forget, check us out every day. Fox Sports Channel, Sirius XM.
Bro, Lamar going to the front door. He bold. The MVP.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Family, we are in second and short. Now, what a year it has been for Lamar Jackson, all the way to the AFC Championship game. He's supposed to win another MVP after a dominant performance where his team is a one seed. You got to go through Baltimore if you want to get to the Super Bowl. James Jones, Lamar, he demanded a lot this offseason. He wanted more money. Yep. He wanted a new OC. He wanted wide receiver help. He got it. He got it. He got it. In essence, he returned all of that to the Baltimore Ravens to an AFC Championship game. So everything he asked for, he's also delivered on. With that being said, best team he's ever had. It's the best team he has ever had. How much pressure is on Lamar Jackson?
All of it. I mean, you just said this is the best team he's ever had going up against Patrick Mahomes. And we've been arguing all season, this could possibly be the worst team Patrick Mahomes had, right? You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Yeah,
I'm looking at this. 27th in turnovers for that Chiefs defense, right? Led the league in drop passes. We've been talking about that. Not 1,000-yard receiver, including tight ends, right? Most interceptions Patrick Mahomes has threw in a season in his career. So you got Lamar Jackson about to win MVP number two.
Yep.
New offensive coordinator, just got paid, has a number one defense in football. And Patrick Mahomes is coming to the bank. Yeah, that's Baltimore Stadium, right? They coming to the bank. They coming to the stadium. You cannot lose this game. And I understand it's Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Like my dog Shady always say, Lamar Jackson cannot lose this game. All the pressure is on Lamar Jackson. He has never touched a Super Bowl. He has never took a snap in a Super Bowl game. Patrick Mahomes has took millions of them. He just gets there every single time. This is what I do. So ain't no pressure on Patty. And he coming on the road. Everybody like Patrick Mahomes, I go on the road and win a game and all. No pressure on Patty. No pressure on Andy Reid. All the pressure is on Lamar Jackson. Mm. We said it. This is his sixth straight one. Nobody is knocking him off consistently. Joe Burrow did it once. The GOAT, Tom Brady, did. Nobody is knocking Patrick Mahomes off this throne consistently. Somebody got to show us that they can. Mm. Josh Allen did not show us that last week. Had Patrick Mahomes at the crib. Lamar Jackson, it is your turn. Right now, everybody's saying Patrick Mahomes is the second best player in football. That's what they're saying. He about to win MVP.
No, nobody's saying that.
That's what the league saying.
What league?
MVP mean you the best.
Yo. Nobody's saying
MVP
that.
MVP mean you the best confused. Player.
Are you saying that?
The league saying that.
Are you saying that?
The league saying that. MVP. You got to get this one done, Lamar. All of the pressure is on Lamar Jackson. If he loses this game, we're not going to say it's the defense fault.
Nope.
We are not going to say it's Harbaugh's fault.
Nope.
We are not going to say it's Zay Flowers' fault.
Hell no.
We're going straight to number 8. Lamar Jackson, it is your fault. You cannot get it done. All the pressure is on Lamar.
We don't condone that MVP means you better than Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, that's what it's saying this year.
That's
yeah, we all so like, we're wishing that? You were rolling.
Whether we want to believe it or not, that's what the world is.
He kept saying,
I told you voted for Patrick.
Yes, and they keep saying that. I'm like, who's
that?
Is that, you know?
So maybe I'm talking to him because he's a voter.
That's not, voting. I don't think that's
he ain't voting.
I hear you, James, but Mahomes is Thanos. He just sounds good.
A little click.
Yes.
Just like that, just a dream crusher. He's going to mess up a lot of people's legacies and a lot of people's stories. Yeah. He's already doing it. I don't think there is that much pressure on Lamar because I don't look at the Chiefs regular season as it matters anymore. That was cute. All right, you had a down regular season. Okay. Then you went and beat the Dolphins, who I know looked terrible in the cold, but they did hang 70 on somebody this year. Mm-hmm. They were leading the division.
It was elite.
They, at one point.
For the most part, yeah.
I mean, well, whatever. They had enough to get there,
hell
beat
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
Then they went on the road and beat Josh Allen. I don't care about what happened in the regular season. It's Patrick Mahomes. It's the Chiefs. You're back in the AFC Championship game. Low-key, everyone expects Patrick Mahomes to win this.
Oh.
I don't really think there's that much pressure on Lamar. Lamar already achieved something he hadn't done in his career yet, which is get to an AFC Championship game. He's going to win his second MVP. He already has a unanimous one. Right. He validated the hire of the new offensive coordinator. He's led his team, which is the best team in the AFC, to the AFC Conference Championship game, where they're supposed to be,
that's
since
right.
They're the best team in the AFC. So, yeah, there's no pressure on Lamar. But outside of Lamar having an absolutely atrocious game, we're going to be like, damn, it's Patrick Mahomes. Like, don't nobody beat Patrick Mahomes.
They don't.
Brady and Burrow so far.
Lamar lose this one.
I think all the pressure's on Lamar.
All of it.
My homeboy for the Chiefs, he texted me today. He said, Acho, explain to me why y'all got the Ravens winning. I simply said, this is the best team Patrick Mahomes has ever played against.
Wait, real quick.
If you're good at the takes, is this the same homeboy that told you don't pick the Bills? But pick?
Same one.
I'm done with that homeboy. Continue. That's the same. That same brother.
As soon as you find out, Ryan Shady, I knew
he texts you a lot, don't he?
He do. That's my dog. He literally texted me and said, "Why y'all got the Ravens winning?" I said, "Because it's the best team that Patrick Mahomes has ever played against, ever." And Shady, you were there, like
on the road.
Ever. I don't think Patrick Mahomes has ever played against a team this good, Super Bowl or not.
Defense watch, yeah.
A number one defense, an MVP quarterback, and a Super Bowl winning head coach. Quite literally, in the history of football, when there have been number one defenses and MVP quarterbacks, we've seen it 4 previous times. Every one of those teams has made the Super Bowl. You got Brett Favre in 96. You got Bradshaw's teams. You got to go back to the Colts, and you got to go back to Bart Starr, who we all know of.
Oh.
If you have an MVP quarterback and a number one defense, you go to the Super Bowl.
Mm.
That's it. And I didn't even mention a Super Bowl winning head coach, family. Mm. So not only, Lamar, are you playing on the best team you have ever been a part of, you're playing against the worst team Patrick Mahomes has ever been a part of, and you're also going against, you're making Patrick Mahomes go against the best team he's ever faced. How can you lose? If you lose to Patrick Mahomes now, I will say it again, when will you ever win? Number one scoring defense, Super Bowl head coach, a healthy roster. Mark Andrews likely will return. If you can't beat Pat now, when you going to beat Pat? I think all the pressure's on him, 2-5.
I won't say all the pressure, but some pressure's on Lamar. Enough is on Lamar. But real quick before I give my take, if Lamar beats Patrick Mahomes, right, and the young guys, the receivers dropping the balls, they have the most drops in football, if that happens, we're not going to talk about that, right? We're not talking about that. We're going to talk about Pat losing. We're not talking about nobody, the worst team he's ever played on. Nobody's even talking about that.
Both of these dudes.
Yeah. Are we going to talk about it? Are we or are we not?
No, you're right. We'll talk about Pat losing.
We'll
talk about Lamar losing as well, though.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
But what I'm saying, you're saying, like, it's the worst team he's ever had. That don't even matter. It's about beating Patrick Mahomes, the king of the throne.
Yes, sir.
And it's about Lamar Jackson, two-time MVP, winning. That's all it's about. So that's why I give some of the pressure on Lamar, but not all of it, because Pat got to win too, though, right? It went from them dudes being, oh, well, they're not the same Chiefs team, all that. They get in the playoffs, they beat the Dolphins. Yeah. Man, they're looking good again. They go to Buffalo, they got to lose to Buffalo. Everybody said they're going to lose to Buffalo, everybody. Mm-hmm. And they win. Oh, wait, Pat's back again? So now all that pressure Lamar has, like, well, it is Patrick Mahomes. So it changed up the dynamics of the conversation.
Yeah.
Because now you're not going against the Patrick Mahomes of the bad team and all that in the regular season. You're going back to six times straight AFC Championship Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Yeah.
So I can't give Lamar all the pressure. And another thing is, like, it's time for someone else to beat Patrick Mahomes. We waiting. Everybody in America is either in Kansas City, they're going for the Chiefs, and the whole America is going for the Ravens. Because we tired of seeing Pat win. It was the same thing. And I keep saying it with Brady. Mm-hmm. We got to fix our minds. When Brady was running these things, I didn't even like Brady. I told him, when I met him, I said, I didn't even like you. Yeah. I seen him in one of the Pro Bowl things we had. And he's like, well, why, Shady? And I didn't know. And I said, you know, I do know. I'm hating. You win every year, and I'm tired of it. It's the same thing with the Chiefs. So you can't give all the pressure to Lamar because we want to see Pat lose.
Here's the hard part for me, though. If Lamar loses, we all have to ask ourselves, how much worse is Lamar than Pat? Like, we try not to ask that question. If Lamar loses, we have to ask ourselves, how much worse is Lamar than Pat?
Yeah.
Like, we try to avoid the question just because we don't want to compare those two. We love Lamar. We love Pat. MVPs. But if Lamar loses, then we got to look ourselves in the mirror and say, Lamar's team is significantly better than Pat's team, defense, offense.
Right.
Lamar's coach got a Super Bowl. Pat's coach got a Super Bowl. So if Lamar loses, now we literally have to say it is only because Patrick Mahomes is that much better than you.
Yeah.
His defense ain't better. His coach can't be that much better. His offense ain't better. He is better than you. And that just hurts. That just hurts. It hurts.
He is better.
But that much.
James went on.
Yeah. That much.
Yes. Pat is up here. Just up on the shelf. Put a lock on it. Click. And everybody else is here, and we have the conversations about everybody else. Who else is close to Pat?
It should be Lamar. Because remember, if Lamar goes and wins a Super Bowl this year, all of a sudden, Lamar is only down Pat one Super Bowl. He got two MVPs. One's unanimous.
We're getting really crazy.
We ain't trying. You don't want to do that.
No.
But it's so much evidence to show, and I love Lamar Jackson, but since we playing this game, if I go in this computer of yours, your laptop, and go through all the accolades and all the stuff that Patrick Mahomes has accomplished compared to Lamar, like...
But here's my point.
Come on, man.
I don't think it would be as far off as you think. Now, it's as far off in narrative form, but when you get to look past MVP... But see, when you start counting... You said earlier in today's show, Patrick Mahomes is ahead of Lamar Jackson in wins. So wins, Lamar would be right here.
Okay.
In MVPs, Lamar would be here.
Okay.
In Super Bowl MVPs, Lamar would be right here.
What about numbers? What about the... What we play for, them stats. When I see other running back and he talking his talk and I'm talking my talk, you know what, bro? What's the numbers look like? What they gonna look like?
I think that's when Lamar would be like, look, I run. What you're running? Like, Lamar would have to make a different argument.
I'm done.
But I'm just saying,
Lamar's argument will be with a Super Bowl and two MVPs, bro, too. So I understand in that we saying you got the numbers and you throw the football better than me and you do all that. I got two MVPs too, bro, and a Super Bowl championship. So, yes, it may be some things that you may do better than me.
And I do better than you.
And I do better than you, but I'm right there too.
This is not
from that standpoint.
This is not a serious conversation. You know what? Let me give you a story. You know I like to do stories.
Yes, sir.
First time I got the teammates with Tom Brady, 2020, right? I'm winding down my career. I'm still me a little championship. Let me get that. And we talking about quarterbacks, right? And like me, Mike Evans, all the skill positions talking to Tom. And we was talking about Joe Montana and all the good quarterbacks. Bro said, I ain't worried about them. I'm chasing Jordan. So when y'all talking about this Lamar thing and all that, like, Pat is on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Like, what we talking about?
Who's Lamar chasing, though?
I don't know. I think Lamar's chasing Pat.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Pat and Pat is chasing Brady. It's two different conversations. So when you ask me, like, is there a level between them? And I love Lamar. It's not even close.
Yeah, but it's
and y'all boys know this.
But it's two different conversations
with y'all.
Right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Right now, it's not close.
I agree.
If Lamar win, it's still not close.
No, that's where I disagree.
See, no, because you're going straight to,
bro,
going straight
I'm going
to the talent
with,
at the quarterback.
I won't even go to talent. That's a whole nother level too, right?
Yes.
But I'm talking about what Pat has done already. He's doing something that Brady was doing.
Okay, so listen.
We're talking about the dude has a dynasty yet. What are we talking about?
Pat has two MVPs.
Man.
Two Super Bowl MVPs.
I'm going to let and two y'all rings. Do that.
Lamar is about to have two MVPs.
I don't get what's confused.
And
confused.
He can beat Patty and get to the Super Bowl.
And we going to have a conversation for America to see that basically whose throne it is, like who the guy is. Is that what he's trying to fix?
That will definitely be a conversation.
All right.
That will definitely be
I'm going to call off sick for that day. So let me know.
Are we talking about the same Patrick Mahomes that has played in three Super Bowls?
Yeah, we're talking about
one,
him.
Two of them, and two Super Bowl MVPs, and two regular season MVPs, and gone to six straight.
Straight.
Six
no break straight.
Straight.
Let's see, y'all
ASC conference
he's
championship
better than
games.
Patty. We're not saying
I'm not saying it. I'm saying it's not close. That's what I'm saying.
And
I'm saying
now with what Lamar has accomplished. That's all I'm saying.
But why? Like this starts to sound like we're hating on Lamar.
I love Lamar. I can't hate Lamar.
Like Lamar is an incredible talent. He's a two-time league MVP. He is a walk-in shoe-in 100% Hall of Famer.
So then where's the game? How
because
is it not
there's
close?
Levels. Like, nobody. You know what? How we don't. You know how when I start losing it, like when I start tripping, when every time we start comparing somebody to Tom Brady, I start like malfunctioning and foaming at the mouth and stuff? Because it sounds nuts. There's no reason to even do it. It's a waste of everyone's time and breath and energy. There's nobody. As a matter of fact, I don't even want to talk about it unless it's Joe Montana. Like, because Joe was the GOAT undisputed until Tom Brady came along. All right? So there's those levels. And now we don't even talk about Joe Montana like that because Tom Brady has gone so far beyond. Mahomes is like that right now. So it's not to say that Lamar won't close the gap, but I went like this and you still all the way over there. Oh, like, Mahomes is not. Why are we doing this?
Well, so first off, if Lamar wins and wins a championship,
cool.
We're not saying that he's better than Patrick Mahomes.
I know you're not saying that.
But he is closing the door.
Is he closer? Oh, he's closer.
Like Lamar won.
But it's still a nice amount.
The man has been to six. The man has two Super Bowl MVPs, two championships.
That's right.
But Josh is way, way far away as we sit here right now.
Correct.
If Lamar.
We're not talking about Josh.
But I'm just saying it because he ain't going to get the Super Bowl this year.
Here's my question, 2-5. Because I'm usually try to be not that wild in my thoughts. When you say it's wild, I'm like, let me try to unwild it.
Yeah, unwild it for me, please.
Lamar Jackson has won 14 games in two of his six seasons.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do. I think Patrick Mahomes has done it in two or three of his six seasons. Andy, off camera, help me out. Patrick Mahomes has two MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson's about to have two MVPs.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes has two Super Bowls and two Super Bowl MVPs. Lamar Jackson can get a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP, what I am saying is people will argue, and I would at least listen to the argument. You don't have to. You played with Pat. You know how good he is. But I would listen to the argument of somebody saying, yo, Lamar trying to take that throne. Because Pat can say, hey, I've thrown for 50 touchdowns. Lamar, you've never done that. Lamar can say, hey, I've thrown for 3,000 and rushed for 1,000. You've never done that. I'm just sitting here saying to myself, if Lamar can beat Pat, get to a Super Bowl, have two MVPs and a unanimous MVP, Pat doesn't have a unanimous MVP, there will be an argument that at a minimum I will listen to. But there will be an argument to say, oh, tell me why you think Lamar is there. Because he got two MVPs and a Super Bowl MVP. So tell me how that is asinine, how it's crazy, how you don't
know what
it. Like,
you know
tell
what it
me.
Is? I think Lamar Jackson is a phenomenal quarterback. I think he's a great player. I truly believe that. When we talk about Patrick Mahomes, we talk about him as if he's one of the best who's ever done it. Yeah. Right? We talk about him as like he's chasing Tom Brady. He's, what is he, 27? 27? How old is Pat? 27, something like that? And his 6 years of starting, though, all he has done
Super Bowl AFC championship
is go to the AFC championship in a row, right? Think about that. What we're talking about. So when you're talking about Lamar Jackson, listen, bro, I'm with you. I think Lamar is phenomenal, but they are far apart.
Right.
They are far apart right now. And if he wins the championship, they'll still be far apart. You got to catch up to me, man. Mm-hmm. He's doing this over and over again. And the thing is that's killing me is that y'all witness it every day. Every year y'all see the same thing. Yo, they got rid of Tyreek Hill?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no way they're going to win a championship. Ain't no way they're going to win a championship. They never come close to win a championship. What'd they do? Juju shoot? Juju?
Yeah,
was his best receiver?
Juju.
Listen, bro. and I don't want to make this about a Pat versus Lamar. But the few years we've been watching Pat, y'all witnessed this thing. Why y'all act like it's so close? It's not.
It's not close. I'm saying right now it is not close.
Lamar got, what, 4 or 3 playoff wins or something like that?
Just 2, I believe.
Come on, man.
Just
2. Y'all making me angry. He got 2 wins, though, bro. You know what? Joy, you...
I'm
going to the Laker game today. Y'all get me mad.
Even with all that being said,
man, they tripping, man.
Playoff wins and all that. If he gets 3... and he wins a Super Bowl, he is closer to Patty.
Okay.
If he stays at 2,
I agree. He's closer.
It is a wrap. Now, I don't think even if he wins 2 Super Bowls that he's better than Pat. I'm not going to say that he's better than
Pat. I know you won't.
But he's closing that gap, and it is going to be an argument. Not for the greatest player, but it is going to be an argument for closing that gap, for sure. 2 MVPs, 1 unanimous?
My man, I'm not saying nothing back to you. You know what I'm saying?
Where do we want to go from here? We want to talk Mahomes next or Lions next?
I can smoke on the Lions. Let's go.
All right, we're going Lions. Are the Lions a good story or are they a good team? When we return on the other side of this commercial break, the Lions have made it to a championship game for the first time in 30 years. It is a phenomenal story. But don't get it twisted. They got some all pros, too. They might be a great team. Good story, good team. That's next on Steve.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
We're in 3rd and long, the Lions NFC Championship game for the first time in 32 years. And only the 2nd time in franchise history. Detroit, they've won 12 games this season and will now face the number 1-seeded Niners. Jared Goff said, quote, "We're going to come into this game expecting to win."
Ooh,
close.
Gross, well,
he did. He did.
Okay.
Goff talking that cash. George Taylor, Lions, good team, good story.
Good team. And they're built the way that we want teams to be built. A lot of time in sports, we complain because people, you know, they just get a good player, bring them in. It feels cheap. They pay for everybody. Players force their way out, whatever, whatever. They were a 3-win team.
Yeah.
Then they were a 9-win team and beat the big bad Packers with Aaron Rodgers to keep them out of the playoffs, even though they missed the playoffs that year. Now they're 12-5. I'm just saying this is what happened, James. This is just the timeline. 3 wins, 9 wins, 12 wins. Wins their division, and now they are in the NFC Conference Championship game. How is that a good story?
Mm.
That's literally how you build a culture. That's how you build an organization. You are bad, then you get better, and now you're great. This is a really, really good team. Very, very talented. Mm-hmm. And they're where they're supposed to be. I don't understand how this could be a good story. There are some teams that, you know, you get a quarterback in there, okay, they got a little talent, they figured it out. They're here, but we don't really believe in what they were capable of doing. Yeah. They've literally built this. This isn't an accident that they're here.
Right.
So is it also a good story because it's Detroit and it's been a long time and you've got Dan Campbell with all this character and rah-rah and the team and the city is behind them? And yes, it's also a good story, but they are a good team. And I would like, I'm a petition for us to just sprinkle just a tiny little bit of respect on Jared Goff, because we say these things
what you want?
Real flippantly about quarterbacks, like you got to get to a conference championship game or you're not legit. You got to get to a Super Bowl or you're not legit. So it's really, really hard to get to these things.
Hard to do.
He's been with both and with 2 different organizations and 2 different systems, and one of these organizations had 3 wins and then had 9 wins and then had 12 wins.
Yeah.
Brady, Manning, 2 really good quarterbacks, and Jared Goff.
Wait, which Manning? Gotta be exact. Okay, all right, bet he is really good.
Eli gonna make it to the Hall of Fame also, but I'm talking about Peyton.
Okay.
Brady and Peyton Manning are the only 3 quarterbacks in NFL history to lead multiple teams to 14-plus wins in a single season, including the postseason. Goff is the other one.
Mm. I'm gonna go really, really good team, but a great story. Right? Just think about this, the Lions in general. They haven't been like a winning franchise, right? When they got Dan Campbell, we kept saying, is he really the guy, right? He gives you great speeches, great passion. They ain't really winning. They get first-round draft picks every year. But they capitalize on them, right? So you talk about getting Jared Goff. When he first got there, it didn't work out smoothly. If you remember, they had a part where Dan Campbell came to him like, I need more from you, right? I need you to give us more so we can win. And what did he do? He turned it on. Then you get some first-round draft picks. You traded DeAndre Swift to Philadelphia, yep. And then in that, you get Gibbs from Alabama. Ooh. He's been balling, right? You go to Chicago, get Montgomery, right? So they've been doing things. And then to add it all up, you go get Hutchinson, mm-hmm. right? A pass rusher, you need that. Mm-hmm. And he's from Michigan, all that storyline. They haven't been to a playoff win in, 32 years? That's a great storyline. But this team is really, really good. You talked about how they built this team. They went from the lineman first, mm-hmm. then they built up the running game, and they got some wide receivers, and they got some speed. So I love everything they're doing. They have a great storyline, man. Top five offense. Defense can play a little bit better. I think they go on and out to the Bay, man, and make it a game. I'm not sure if they'll win this game, but I think they're going to make it a game. Two good teams, coach well, a lot of attitude, a lot of grit. We're going to see what happens.
Really, 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 really good offense. Pretty good team. Really good offense. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about it today. Without Deebo Samuel, the Lions are the Niners. All-pro tackle, Trent Williams. Mm-hmm. All-pro tackle, Sewell.
Yep.
Oh, beast running back, Christian McCaffrey, 2,000 yards, 21 touchdowns. Oh, wait a second. The backs, if you count Montgomery and Gibbs,
together.
24 touchdowns, 2,300 yards. Mm. All-pro wide receiver, Ayuk. All-pro wide receiver, Amon-Ra St. Brown. All-pro tight end, Kittle. All-pro tight end, LaPorta. Same team. Mm. Offensively, it's the same team. Only different Lions have another all-pro center. But, like, offensively, don't get it twisted. Just because we don't talk about the Lions, the Lions and the Niners offensively are incredibly comparable. Incredibly comparable. So it's more than just a good story. A really good offense. Defense, suspect. Yeah. I'll be honest. Back end, suspect. Linebacking core, don't love them. Hutchinson, beast. So really good offense. We'll find out just how good a team they are.
Yeah, and I think the offense definitely helps this defense out. This is a really good football team. Right. And when I look at this football team, when I look at really good football teams, what's your identity? Mm. Right. We talked about that all year long with the Eagles. What? Like, we don't know. We know getting off the bus. Niners ain't finna bully nobody. This is a very physical offense football team. They are running the football at you with two really good backs. Both these backs had over 1,100 yards from scrimmage. Two really good running backs. They are a physical ball club. That is their identity. Yeah. Yes, Jared Goff is running a well-oiled machine, but their identity is we are finna run this football. And we have ran this football every single game. It does not matter the opponent. So when you talk about really good football team, what's your identity? They got that. They're gonna run the football. They're gonna play action pass. Yes, I do agree with you. Defense is not the Niners' defense, right? They are going to have their hands full. But when you talk about what they accomplished this year, yeah, it's a great story, but this is a really good football team. Let's not get that twisted. Jared Goff playing at a really high level. You already talked about the all-pro receiver in Amon-Ra St. Brown. They got an all-pro tight end, but their identity is really, really physical, and it starts with the head coach, and they get off the bus like that. This is going to be a really good football game because they are built the same, whether you like it or not. They are a little better on defense. Well, I won't say a little better. They better on defense. But when you look at what they do offensively, and these as a team, very physical, run the football, let's play action pass. This is a really good football team. Niners, better know that.
I know it's going to be a good game. I really just want the Niners to win. But a good game nonetheless we will have. When we return, Patrick Mahomes, another AFC Championship game. But here's a question. Shady, is this Mahomes' most impressive run yet? He's had a lot of phenomenal runs.
And a lot of them, right?
But this might just be the best one.
A lot of them, man. It's a lot of them, right? Yeah, I know, bro.
We're witnessing history, six straight AFC Championship games.
Some people are just special. Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and Travis Kelce are just like that.
My younger son's a Chiefs fan. He like, Daddy, what you? And I just did the Jordan. I don't even know what to talk about, Daddy. After the game, he said, hey, they asked for this, and they got it. I said, oh, I'm talking about packs.
Chiefs are the bouncers of the NFL. You got to go through them to get into the club.
Mm.
For 12 years, you had to beat LeBron to go to or win a chip. So if you was gonna win, beating LeBron was a prerequisite. If you are going to the Super Bowl in the NFL of today, beating Patrick Mahomes is a prerequisite. Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, they're the bouncer. They standing by the velvet rope, and you're not getting in unless you get past Big Red. Chiefs headed to their sixth straight AFC Championship game after beating the Bills. Mahomes, he won his first playoff game on the road and now goes on the road again. Bring us on camera. Shady, I'm going to say something I do not know if you agree with, but I can't wait to hear it. I believe this is Patrick Mahomes' greatest run yet. Assuming he can continue this run, I think it's the most impressive. When I think about all the teams that Mahomes has beaten, he's never beat a team like
the Baltimore Ravens, with the number one defense and an MVP quarterback and a coach that's already won a Super Bowl. He's never won a road game, so objectively, not subjectively, this would be most impressive. And then he's going to have to win two road games. Also think about, he didn't get the bye, family, so he had to beat Tua. Then you got to beat Josh. Then you got to beat Lamar just to get the opportunity to play in a Super Bowl. Of all of Patrick Mahomes' illustrious runs, and there have been several of them in his short-lived career, Shady, I don't think there has been one more impressive than this. And a year where Travis Kelce has let you down compared to what he usually does. In a year where you don't really have a number one wide receiver, and your number one wide receiver, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Rashid Rice, are young or they can't catch passes. In a year where your running game didn't fully get going and even Isaiah Pacheco struggled with injuries, if you can still get it done, I haven't seen anything more impressive from Patrick Mahomes. But you won a Super Bowl with Patrick Mahomes, so you know better than I do. Is this his most impressive run?
Well, listen, just let me tell you this. He's that good. He's that great. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say last year, if I had to paint this picture for you, this thing about you home, it's summertime, right? And it's 8 o'clock. You laying in bed. And I told you that the Chiefs are going to get rid of the cheetah.
Tyreek Hill.
Going to get rid of him, right? And you're going to win a Super Bowl, and your best receiver is going to be Juju Schuster. If I told you that, would you believe that? No, you won't believe that. And it really happened. It came true. Listen, Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill, playing with them and watching what they did, that was special. That was like cheating. That was easy. Every kid that plays Madden, they play with the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes would throw the ball deep to Tyreek Hill. That's what it was. Then you look at when he got rid of him. I didn't expect him to do that. Did you? Yeah. Did you expect that? No. Then they went to the Super Bowl, played against the second best quarterback in football. Jalen Hurts had a phenomenal year. Right? That defense alone had the third most sacks in NFL history. Mm-hmm. History, though. And they couldn't touch Patrick Mahomes. And he beat him. And he put 38 points on them boys and won. You telling me that's not impressive? This year right here, it's still not done yet. So I don't know. It might happen, right? They might beat the Baltimore Ravens. And they might beat the Niners. But when I watched them, that dude last year beat the Eagles like that. The best team in football. Spanked them. Took care of it. No Tyreek Hill. And still won? That's impressive. That's impressive.
Man, this is impressive. If he could get this done, absolutely the greatest run. The year Shady just talked about, all year long, we labeled the Chiefs as the best team in football. To be honest with you, this year, when they was going through their ups and downs, dropping the passes, Patrick Mahomes, most interceptions in his career in the season, we were saying this might be the worst team in football. This is Patrick Mahomes' worst team. There's no way, and I was one of the ones up here saying it, you ain't fixing these problems. There ain't no way Patty finna beat Tua. There ain't no way Patty gonna end up in this game. Ain't no way Patty going on the road and about to beat Josh Allen, and they are on fire right now, and Josh playing at a really high level, 50 total touchdowns. Ain't no way. And this man is here. This man is here. And not only that, when you look at Patrick Mahomes this year, we ain't never seen my man act the way he been acting on the sideline, because a lot of this stuff was new to him. But through it all, I ain't never seen him be a leader like he's been. You got these receivers out here dropping passes, he ain't point one finger. You know what he said? Keep coming to you, young fellas. And finally, they made plays. And I got some tape, right? Because this is the difference between Patty and this is the difference between Josh, because we blame a lot on Josh, and it ain't Josh's fault. But MVS, even Shady be like, man, he been dropping it since Green Bay. Right here, you see Stephon Diggs. This is the same
that ball?
Exact pass that
come on,
Josh Allen threw. This is the same exact pass that Patrick Mahomes threw to my man MVS. When you watch this play, MVS... same catch over the shoulder. They ain't showing my tape, but same catch over the shoulder. He caught it. That's the difference. Watch this play right here. We just showed you. Boom. That is the same exact catch that Diggs had to make.
I mean,
and Patty Mahomes and MVS is making these plays. You can't put that ball in a better spot.
I mean,
Josh can't put his ball in a better spot. I mean, but when you really put them side by side, look at this.
I mean, one pass is like...
Look at that.
25 more yards downfield. But
that is the same exact catch. But the way Patrick Mahomes has willed his team to these victories and got the best out of his players, he ain't playing with what a lot of these dudes is playing with. Niners playing with a little bit better.
That's true.
You know, Zay Flowers and Odell and Rashad Bateman and Mark Andrews coming back. Lamar ain't playing with what Patty playing with. This will be the greatest run Patrick Mahomes has if he can get to a Super Bowl. I ain't gonna lie. Shady is a Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid fan because he played with him. I would have bet my house on that Patrick Mahomes would not be in this AFC championship the way this Kansas City Chiefs team looked.
Well, good thing you didn't do that.
Good thing I didn't.
You would be homeless. I got cribs, though, so you can say one of my cribs.
Oh, I appreciate you, brother.
If he ends up going to the Super Bowl, this will be his most impressive run. I mean, it's incredibly impressive regardless. Six straight years in the AFC Championship game. We had the panic button out. Travis was too distracted.
Yeah, that too.
The problems aren't fixable. We did the whole thing. We did the whole bit. So maybe we should perhaps consider not doing that next year, no matter what the scenario is. They probably have enough equity in the space now that we can just assume that they'll probably be in or around at least the AFC Championship game at this point. So we could just slot them in there and worry about everybody else's problems. Because clearly, you know what I tell people all the time? They ask me, like, oh, like, you know, Cheesecake Factory or, like, oh, we'd do that bit. You know, like, if you show up, you know, did your man pay for your girlfriend? These problems. These are other people's problems. The Chiefs don't have the same kind of problems other people got. Our problems are not like your problems. We got champagne problems. Don't think that our problems are like your problems.
So
when the Chiefs struggle during the regular season and we all worry and stuff because we see other teams struggling and it ends badly for them, we don't got to worry about the Chiefs anymore.
So what you're saying is, like, they're going to pay for your meal, huh?
I don't know. I never had that conversation in my life. Okay. I don't know what that's
so you,
about.
So you know, if you go out to eat,
you're going to get paid. It's going to get paid for, and I don't got to worry about it.
Okay, you and your friends.
Whoever's at the table is getting paid for. Okay.
Well, look,
if not, now we all friends.
I just took y'all in the mind of a baddie. That's how baddies think.
You
know what I mean?
With
dinner, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Shady.
Two or three or four or five of my friends.
Other people's problems.
We eat for free.
Well, that's right.
Send him the check.
Yeah, that's right.
When we return, the Niners are going to a championship game, but are we worried that Brock Purdy will hold them back from reaching the Super Bowl? That is next on Speak.
We about to squabble.
Squabble.
All right, we are in overtime. Now, Kyle Shanahan said Brock Purdy had, quote, a few too many missed throws against the Packers, but Purdy did bounce back. I don't know why James Jones is slamming the desk because I'm trying to read. Anyway, Purdy did bounce back fourth quarter on a 12-play drive that led to a go-ahead touchdown. And the Niners won the game. Shady, I am not worried that Brock Purdy will hold the Niners back from reaching a Super Bowl, but are you? You ain't got to think long.
Say it again.
Are you worried Brock Purdy will hold the Niners back from reaching a Super Bowl?
I want to say no, but this last game was I mean, he looked regular, though, right? For three quarters, and then that last three and a half quarters. And that last drive, he looked better. But, I mean, you know what? I'm going to give him some grace. I'm going to say that they were rusty, right? They didn't play week 18. Then they had the first seed. They had the bye. So I'm going to say he was rusty, and the weather was bad. He might have got little hands. He had the glove on and took the glove off. I don't know what he had going on, but he didn't look good, and he was holding them back. He was holding them back that game. So I'm going to just say this. Brock Purdy, he decent. He's solid.
He's decent?
Yeah, because
he's a decent football player.
You know why? Because
he is decent.
You can't look this good. No, seriously. You can't look this good, right? And I'm like, yo, maybe he might be the second best quarterback in the NFC. Look this good, and then you play this game?
Brock, hold on.
Playing against a young team like the Packers, who y'all should have really smoked for real.
Cool.
They should have smoked them.
Sure.
And then when I watched him, he looked regular. Like so, simple, flat, curl concepts in the dirt.
Hold on. Brock Purdy is decent.
I mean, you know my you know, the way I be speaking sometimes. Be, right, you know.
Just clarify.
So decent to me is like, he's a good player in that system. You look good all year, right? Even they had to say MVP. I never did the MVP, but they say MVP. Look good. And then you come this game, the playoffs, right? The first seed, playing the little young inexperienced Packers, and you barely won? I got to keep it real, bro. So I do like him, but that game is still in my mind. Like, when I was about to speak, the picks and the drop picks came up in my head. They dropped like three picks.
They did.
They catch them picks, it's over with. We're talking about the Packers and we're talking about the Lions. We're not even talking about the Niners.
If he's not decent, why is it outrageous
to say
that he's
come on
decent
now, Asha. Don't do that.
Is he a great quarterback? Is he an elite quarterback?
He's a really good quarterback. He's a really,
really good
quarterback.
He's a good quarterback.
Really good quarterback. Who else is really good?
I would say the other top seven quarterbacks in football, other top eight quarterbacks.
Is he the best quarterback on the field Sunday?
Yeah.
So he's better than Jared Goff.
He will be the best quarterback on the field.
Is he better than Jared Goff?
So he's a
I'll say toss-up.
Top 10 quarterback is what you're saying.
No doubt about it.
I'm not worried about Brock Purdy holding the Niners back from reaching a Super Bowl. Mm. Brock Purdy has started 25 games. He's been outplayed by the opposing quarterback three times. Lamar Jackson outplayed him. Kirk Cousins outplayed him. Joe Burrow outplayed him. He also lost to the Browns. That Browns quarterback did not outplay him. He lost to Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. He got hurt. He has been outplayed three times in 25 games. Three times. Am I worried? Yeah, Kirk Cousins, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. Three times. But am I worried? Am I worried about Brock Purdy holding them back? No.
You should be worried about this, though.
No, I want to get in
now. When you watch him, it's like everything has to go well for him to do well, right? And that worries me because when you have a good quarterback like you saying he is, yo, if you're in a bad game, you're in a bad game. Cool, I got it because I'm that good. He's not that good to say, yo.
On the last drive, he was, and that's what the heck matters.
Okay. Well, hopefully the Lions, they drop picks, too.
They do.
And if they drop picks, then it might be
good. Kittle drops passes, too. We're going to talk drops. Let's talk drops. Answering on the other side of the break, Joy Taylor and James Jones. Are we worried about Brock Purdy? I can't wait to hear what they have to say.
He's decent.
Brock Purdy gets more hate than Dak Prescott.
Brock Purdy, are we worried that he will hold the Niners back from reaching a Super Bowl? Left side, you say?
Go ahead, Joy.
If I'm going to be worried about someone holding the Niners back from a Super Bowl, I would be worried about Brock Purdy.
So you're worried about Brock Purdy?
I'm not really. I think that the Niners should win this game. They're favored by seven. They're at home. They have the better defense. Right? So they should win this game. But if we come in here on Monday and the Niners lost, if I say they lost because Brock Purdy didn't play well, no one's going to be shocked. What would be more surprising is if the defense just had a terrible game. Mm-hmm. Or Kittle dropped three passes. Or Debo gets back in and has a terrible game. Or Christian McCaffrey runs for 30 yards. That will be more surprising. And the reason for that is all those players are better and are very influential on why the Niners win. I don't know why it's an insult to say that Brock Purdy does a great job at running the system.
It's not.
He does a great job at not making mistakes. Why is that an insult? We automatically want to move people up. Like, winning is very important. It's really, like, the only thing. I love wins. He is great at winning. But when certain players are good at winning, we still critique their play. But with Brock Purdy, if you critique his play, it's like, yeah, but he wins. Why is it that we critique other players who still win, but Brock Purdy is exempt from that? I don't understand why that doesn't apply to Brock Purdy.
It's not hate.
There are games where he doesn't play well, but they still win. At the end of the day, especially in the postseason, that's all that matters. So I'm not even feel like I'm being critical of Brock Purdy at all. He's a really good player that runs a complicated system. He makes other players who are really good better because of his efficiency and how smart he is with the ball.
Right.
If I'm worried about the Niners getting held back from the Super Bowl, the only player I'd be worried about holding them back would be the quarterback, who is Brock Purdy.
It's interesting because I'm more worried the defense will struggle against the Lions offense than I am Brock will struggle against the Lions defense.
And that's the problem. That's the problem because we sit up here and we talk about Josh Allen, we talk about Lamar. It don't matter how they lose. It really don't matter. If they lose, it's their fault.
Right.
It does not matter. And that's my thing with Brock Purdy. Where are we putting him in the conversation? Because when he plays well, we got him at MVP. That's the best player in football, right? Then when he plays bad, it's everyone else. So that's why my answer is no. He's not going to hold the Niners back. Because we'll be up here when he threw back-to-back interceptions in Minnesota. The only thing that Kyle Shanahan came up out, to the podium and said, what is the defensive coordinator doing calling that? Forget the man. The defensive coordinator called that, and they stop him two more times, and he throws two picks. So for me, that is what's going to happen. Man, the defense didn't play well. Man, Debo got to break that tackle. Man, Christian McCaffrey couldn't get going. Offensive line, you know, they couldn't run. It's not going to be his fault. So with that being said, no, it's not holding him back because he's not going to get the blame if they lose. Mm. And if they win, he's going to get a lot of the praise because that's what quarterbacks do. But I have a problem with it because when they lose, it's everybody else. When Josh loses, it's Josh. When Lamar loses, it's Lamar. When Patty loses, it's Patty, right? But when he loses, let's show some tape of the defense. Steve Wilkes, what is he doing? You know what I'm saying? Why are we running this playoff
for think you're down? Conflating so it's never things, gonna be his fault. I think you're conflating things. When Pat lost this year, we did not say it was Pat. When Pat lost, we said it was the receivers and their drops. I asked Shady yesterday, is it Josh Allen's fault? Shady said no. So we did not say it was Josh. When Lamar loses, Lamar ain't really lose this year. So it's hard to even say when Lamar. I just think, like, It sounds good, but that's just not accurate.
It's absolutely what we do. We always blame the quarterbacks. Very rarely do we add any level of nuance. It has to be a very extreme level for us to even mention other players. And at the end of the day, we're not putting, do they need to replace Rice? So, do they need to replace Scantling? The headline right there, right below here, right there, that says, is Patrick Mahomes' era over? Is the Super Bowl window for the Chiefs closed?
Patrick Mahomes' worst year of his career.
Is this the worst year of Patrick Mahomes' career? Yeah, the greats get blamed, and for whatever reason, again, and really the reason is, we all know, and this is going to sound like hate again, but it's just the truth, we all know how the Niners are built.
Yeah.
And so, that's how it goes. We know that the Niners defense has to play great in order for the offense to work. Because they're built.
Really quick.
Shady,
hold on.
Could you don't sit there and smile at me? Don't smile at me. No. You agree.
Yo, like, oh, you said gotta get the break.
Got the break. Okay,
yo, gotta get the break.
You gotta get this
on my pay grade. Yo, get the break.
Leaving Michigan for the Chargers. It sounds like a deal is close to happening. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
Oh, I do.
We're in Los Angeles, but the more important figure in L.A. right now is Jim Harbaugh, head coach at Michigan. Well, it might be the former head coach at Michigan in about 10 minutes from now. Jim Harbaugh allegedly close to striking a deal to become the Chargers' next head coach. Joy, what do you make of that second meeting today?
Told you he was up out of there.
Should be.
He is going to be in Los Angeles. Yeah. I like him with the Chargers. It's the best job on the market right now. He is the top of the mountain right now. He can make any choice he wants to. He's got a franchise quarterback there in Justin Herbert, and they need their defense turned around and a whole culture. So I love it.
Justin Herbert should be excited. He should go to dinner, celebrate, tell his girl, bring all your friends.
I got the bill.
Bring all your friends too.
I got the bill.
Every single quarterback that has played under this man has played at an extremely high level. I think this is the right hire.
Can we invite the side drinks too or no?
Hey, Justin Herbert said bring them all.
You got paid.
I like it. Harbaugh is the coach. I like it a lot.
Other people's problems.
Family, thank y'all for tuning in. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
I see Andy Reid twice a year.